Good morning, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. We have our first cold winter storm entering Utah, which will bring both valley and mountain snow. Afterwards, clearing, then valley inversions are set to form. For today, cloudy with a chance for valley rain and snow, and mountain snow, mainly north of Salt Lake. Highs today 38 to 48 for northern and central Utah, coolest across the far north, but down south, 46 to 54 for highs under mostly sunny skies there. Tonight, a cold front and snow will sweep from northwest to southeast across the state overnight. 1 to 4 inches of snow is possible for the valleys, highest amounts on the benches, and 6 to 12 inches for the mountains. Overnight lows generally in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Tomorrow, snow showers will continue across northern and central Utah, with the best chance for accumulations downwind of the Great Salt Lake, from Tooele to Salt Lake, also on the bench areas and in the mountains. Up to 2 more inches is possible for favored valley and bench locations, and 3 to 6 inches for the mountains. Down south, showers for lower valley locations of southern Utah, with snow levels around 4,000 feet. Highs will be colder, mainly 30s for northern and central Utah, and 40s in the south. On Thursday night, clearing skies, outside patchy valley fog, and lingering lake effect snow showers. It may get rather cold in snow-covered valleys. On Friday, high pressure moves in with mostly sunny skies statewide, but remaining cold compared to of late. Looking beyond, high pressure will remain overhead through mid or even late next week. This means strengthening inversions, areas of valley fog in the north, and declining air quality along the urban Wasatch Front and in the Cache Valley. Once again, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center, and have a great day.